From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I used to consider my name Katrina a precious gift from my parents. For me, it was perfect. Lyrical, elegant, and unusual, it traveled well. When abroad, my German, Russian, and even Irish friends say my name is native to their cultures. And when spoken in Spanish, Katrina rolls easily off the tongue. Through my name, I saw myself as a citizen of the world. I still do, but to have a name that's an enduring symbol of horrific tragedy in my own country is a bit uncomfortable. When John Kerry said, "Today, every American knows the name Katrina," I cringed. As only the 288th most common name for American women, I knew the association with disaster would stick for a long time. And stick it has. I acknowledge we Katrinas are not the true victims of the catastrophe on the Gulf Coast. But the venom I've experienced is more than a passing joke. The weekend the levee broke, I moved to San Francisco and was looking forward to meeting new people. But my name created a barrier. One man withdrew his hand from mine saying, "Ew, Katrina. Well, I suppose you're still a nice person." Months later, I got used to hearing, "Your name is infamous, one step away from Adolf." Even recently, a man I'd been dating called me by the wrong name and admitted he had difficulty whispering Katrina during romantic moments. Even now, I hear snickers and thoughtless comments. But having people treat my name like an epithet, or at best a joke, has given me new insights. The most sympathetic people I've met this year are the ones who endure stigma because of their race or disability and have heard unwanted comments for years. By comparison, what I've experienced is trivial. But until you've walked a mile in another's shoes, can you be so sure something wouldn't bother you? With a Perspective, I'm Katrina Howell.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.